Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Doing Life Differently. I am Caitlin James, and I'm going to walk you through today the recap of my digital detox from December, which was absolutely nothing like I thought it would be. So let me just break down what I did, what I thought was going to happen, what definitely didn't happen, and instead what did, and what I've learned from it. So I'll be honest with you, there's nothing about what I'm going to share with you that I thought was going to be my recap. But that's because my December was nothing like I planned for it to be either. So what I did is, the beginning of December, I just felt like I needed to simplify the noise, get rid of some of the noise in my life. And my main motivator was I envisioned December memories with the family with zero phone distractions, you know, not getting caught up in the scroll, not being distracted, just, you know, going to bed and reading a book instead of having my phone, you know, just better habits. And the reality of what happened in December was that we did make some memories, right? We did. But I actually found myself in one of the worst places that I have ever been in the last few years. It's one of my worst seasons. And if you listened to my last episode, you know that that's because of a very rare allergy that was undiagnosed, now it is, and several pretty severe reactions. And I look back now and, you know, we did our team retreat first week of December, and for 4 days sitting there with the team, I had a jar of, well, it's funny now, but coconut oil and then tallow balm. And I would alternate putting them on my eyes because they were swollen and had eczema on them and itched and irritated. I went through 4 days of planning out our entire business for the next year with that being my reality. And after night one, we went to a restaurant and I could just feel the irritation on my eyes. And then at 1 a.m. that night, we were out of town. We were at an Airbnb. I woke up in the middle of the night with this huge reaction. My eye was swollen shut, covered in hives. No idea why. And then, so I kind of just got through that and then woke up the next morning with the team, had ice packs on my eye, and somehow had an amazing team retreat. And I realized, looking back, you know, it takes me a while to fully accept that my reality is hard. It takes me being in the trenches for a while to just let myself embrace it. Like, oh no, I'm not in a good season. And I think I knew that, but I just was in my mind, I'm like, I'll figure it out. I just got to get through this retreat and make sure I do a great job and I'm present and have my brain turned on and show up for the other team members. And then I'll get through this. Well, the very next week is when I had my anaphylactic reaction after eating a steak 4 hours prior. It's almost like, because I didn't accept in the weeks and months prior that this allergic situation was pretty miserable, it's almost like all of the pushing down of the reality that I was facing and that life was not easy in this season, it just all came to a head. And I shared in my last episode that, you know, I was really crippled by anxiety for a good 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks of, you know, really, I don't even know how to describe it, but like, you know, well, I'll give you an example. Like one night, Michael needed to run out and do something, and I had the kids, and I replay the anaphylactic episode of, and it happened so fast, and I fell down on the floor, and I needed help, and I didn't have. What if Michael wasn't at the house? What if it happens again? Like I've got to take all my kids and go to my sister's house. Thank goodness I can do that, right? What a gift! And so one night I did that. I just went over to her house because it felt safer. And man, you know, living in that level of fear, that is all encompassing. Like it was everything that I was thinking about. There was no part of December that felt like thriving to me. It felt like, how can I survive the next event coming up in my day or the next morning? How can I make sure I don't let my brain get out of control and start thinking about the what ifs right when I wake up, because then I'll spiral and I'll feel awful all morning and I won't have an appetite and then I won't eat. And if I don't have any protein in the morning, then anxiety gets worse. It was literally survival. I've never lived like that before. I've never experienced that. And man, I have so much respect for people who live like that day in and day out. I just don't know how you do that. My whole idea of intentional living in December turned into just surviving. But what I found in the midst of just surviving, which I don't even love saying that because in my mind, I want to thrive even in hard seasons, but I really didn't have a choice. I just had to survive. In the midst of that, I did find that there was such a gift in not having social media in the roughest of the season, in the worst few weeks that I had. It was a gift. And let me break down. There's basically three different categories of why I think it was such a gift to not have social media during the hard season of December. And so if you're not in a hard season, you might think, well, this doesn't resonate with me. But I would encourage you to consider that I think that these would still be the gifts even if I wasn't in a hard spell. And I think that in general, the reasons that I'm going to share that I'm so glad that I did this could be applied to everyday living, and it would be just as powerful, if not more powerful. So number one, there was no deflecting or avoiding anything. I didn't have, normally if like something crazy is going on or something is stressful, you can get on your phone and you can look at other people's lives. And for those few minutes that you're kind of just entranced in the scroll, worries of life, your life, kind of fade for a minute or two because you're paying attention to other people's lives. And it seems like a relief of sorts to not be worrying about your reality. It gets your mind off of things. When you're entranced in other people's lives, you really can escape your own. And you get to kind of be mindless. You would think that maybe if you're struggling with anxiety and your thoughts kind of going crazy and, worried about this fear, my fears were really not grounded in reality, but they were pretty extreme. The weirdest things happened to me. I kept going back to, I have the strangest medical things that have happened. What's going to be next? Is it going to be a early cancer diagnosis in my early 40s? Is that my next part of my story? I just started spiraling. And you might think that a distraction of social media would help that, but I actually think it hurts it. Because instead of working through the spiral and really working through what is happening in my head, you could just scroll. You could just forget it for a second and look at someone else's life, thinking that it's doing nothing, but it's actually adding a lot to your mental load. So that's the second thing. So first thing was I couldn't deflect or avoid because I didn't have the scrolling option on my phone, which was a gift because I had to face my thoughts in real time every time I needed to, and I didn't have that option to just kind of zone out. The second thing is that I didn't have the extra mental baggage, and that was such a gift because I could barely handle the baggage I already had. I didn't need any opportunities for comparison. I didn't need to read any posts that were going to make me worry more or have mom shaming about, nutrition or food. I don't know. All the things that you read, you're just like, oh no, maybe I'm not doing this well enough. Oh no, maybe I need to step up my game here. Like, oh, my kids acted like that before. I don't think I handled that situation well. Like, none of that happened to me because I wasn't looking at all of these voices. Well, another reason why there was no extra mental baggage and why it was a good thing was I wasn't looking at everyone else's Christmas. I wasn't looking at how perfect it seemed for everybody else. Meanwhile, I'm falling apart. I didn't have any of that. Praise the Lord. Like, what a gift. I can't imagine how overwhelmed I would have been to be dealing with what I was dealing with. And then on top of that, be like, and look at everyone else's perfect life. It would just further push me in this hole of like, why me? So I didn't have that. I also didn't feel like I needed to post a cute reel of every little Christmas thing that we did with my family. I just enjoyed it and got through it. You know, even if I didn't fully enjoy it because I was anxious or worried or didn't feel like myself or my eye was swollen, I at least didn't worry about sharing anything with the world. And that is a mental load that's just removed. And let me just, one little thought. I don't think we realize until we take it away how much mental baggage there is until it's gone. So you may think like, oh, there's no mental baggage from like doing a quick little scroll before bed. And maybe that is true for you, but I notice for me, even just having it back for a couple weeks, there is a little layer, a little veil, a little thin layer of, noise is the best way to describe it. that is in your life when you have social media on your phone readily accessible all the time. And I just am so grateful that I didn't have that and that I chose to get rid of it before my life started to really feel out of control. Three, the third reason why it was a gift to not have social media during a really rough season was that I got to focus on like family content, the family stuff, the stuff that I say that I care about and I do care about the most. So I use the 1 second a day app and it can save multiple, I don't even know how many you can do per day, but you can save tons of 10 second clips of the best videos from each day. And then you can export them at the end of the year. And it's like this full blown, like home video. And I've been doing this since Evie was born. I'm so behind. I have like 3 months that I hadn't caught up on and I had done none in December. So instead of scrolling, I would lay in the bed and I would add some of the funniest, best, like sweetest videos from all the days that I had missed up until that point. And I love that because ultimately that's what I care about more than anything. I want to have these home videos for my kids, but the distraction of social media steals my time and ability to keep up with that. So I loved being able to focus and get that done. I would favorite photos every night on my phone, just scrolling through the day. Now, the one negative is that, you know, if I pick up my phone and, you know, I have a few minutes to do something, and I'm scrolling through pictures of the day. A lot of times for me, it's pictures of like, oh, here's pictures of where I got hives and here's a picture of my eye blowing up. And here's just because I need to document every time it happens. I'm trying to keep track and learn patterns. So that wasn't fun to like look through my camera roll and be like, oh, cute memories with the kids. And there's my stomach with hives. That wasn't a positive, but overall it was great that I, you know, have gone through all my photos. I'm just keeping up with my family photos more than I have in the past because I got rid of a huge distraction. I would text pictures more to like Michael's family and to my family, of the kids doing cute things. And normally sometimes I overlook sending things or doing things like that. Cause you know, I spend all my time on Instagram. And then lastly, I think being focused on documenting and saving the memories with the kids, it's just a gratitude. It's a perspective that I needed in that season, and still need in this season. You know, instead of looking at what everyone else has in life and you know the people that aren't worried about dying from eating steak, instead of going down this comparison trail, I am just looking at the gifts of my life and so grateful for them. Those are the three reasons why I'm really glad that I didn't have social media on my phone and that I chose to do a digital detox. I couldn't avoid, I didn't have extra mental baggage and I got to focus on taking care of family content that I actually say is my priority. So let's talk about what happened business-wise. You know, what happens to a business when you just decide to hop off social media? I lost followers, which is normal. You know, I don't even know how many I lost, maybe 1,000. I don't know. It was a lot, several hundred, just simply by not posting enough to gain new followers, the normal amount of followers you're going to lose, you know, there was impact there. That doesn't bother me at all. I really don't care. I wasn't even the one that noticed that. One of our team members noticed it and they were like, you know, you lost some followers, but that's to be expected. But man, if someone was like, oh, but if you could get those followers back and didn't do the detox, which would you choose? Like, oh, I would 100% lose. I would lose more followers if I got the benefits of taking a break. The benefits of taking a break and doing the detox were, oh my gosh, like tenfold more important than losing some followers. Business-wise, I didn't feel any pressure to show up at all because I already said I wasn't going to. That was such a gift. If I hadn't have done the digital detox, I would have felt this pressure that I'm going to have to fake it. I was not in a position to share what was going on in my life because I was not in a good place. And it was so nice to not have to feel like, oh gosh, I'm going to have to fake it and show up and create something and say something. And I know I don't necessarily have to do that, but I would have felt like I had to. So I'm glad that I'd already made the announcement that like, you're not going to hear from me in December. I think other things business-wise that were such a gift, I really took a break. And part of that wasn't planned, but I don't think I worked for close to 30 days. For over 30 days, I didn't really work and I couldn't really work. I was just not in a good place. And it was 2 weeks of the holidays. So it was easy to rack up 30 days of not working. But the social media break kind of created this line in the sand for me of I am publicly saying that I'm slowing down and I'm not going to show up here. And I think that that did help me accept that maybe December needs to just be about survival and figuring out my new reality. Overall, I feel like I had time to really process and work through my new reality and learn ways, new ways of eating, grocery shopping. I still haven't mastered eating out. I can eat at Chick-fil-A. That's a plus. I guess they just added antibiotics back into their chicken, so that's a bummer. But that's a different topic. I had so many doctor's appointments. I had to see an allergist, went to my functional doctor, had to have lab work done, had to do so many different long phone calls with pharmacists trying to figure out supplements or medications that don't have mammal byproducts in them. So many things. And then we had Christmas and my birthday and all these things thrown in. And it was so nice to just have this piece of my life removed that I didn't need and that I didn't miss. But then let me just say this. I'm speaking kind of negatively about social media, but there was one time where I broke my detox, and that was getting on Facebook to join an Alpha Gal Syndrome Facebook group. And I got into the group and I started scrolling through all these posts. And then I found another group that was about the SAAT therapy remission process, which is basically an acupuncture treatment that certain acupuncturists are trained by a certain doctor in Maryland to do. And it can potentially put alpha gal in remission. And, you know, that really encouraged me. I have friends who've done this, who've seen this doctor. It really pushed me and encouraged me to try this treatment and to get it done. And, you know, we won't know if it works or not for a while, but I just thought to myself, you know, this is why I believe in sharing your story. This is why I believe that the internet isn't just this awful, like one big awful mega distraction that can ruin people's intentionality in their lives. I do believe that the internet can be used for good. I do believe that Instagram can be a saving grace for people when it's used the right way, and when we have boundaries, and when it doesn't steal our intentionality, and it doesn't allow us to just mindlessly dive into other people's lives instead of dealing with our own. But when we use it to connect with people and to share our stories and our struggles and to help others, what a gift. What a gift it was for me to break my detox, to hop on Facebook one afternoon and just realize that there's 40,000 people in a Facebook group sharing recipes and sharing how to survive with this weird syndrome that not many people understand. That's a gift. Now, of course, there's crazy people in every Facebook group, but it's a gift just to feel less alone. There's Instagram accounts that I started following about Alpha Gal and how to navigate life with this new reality. And I just walked away thinking, like, I'm glad I'm not on social media, but I am so, so dedicated to telling people and sharing with people that, like, their life story and things that happened to them and things that occur in, you know, an old chapter, a new chapter, the current chapter, whatever season of life they're in, it is all purposeful. And, like, gosh, use it. Like, use it to help other people, because when we can start to help other people, all of a sudden our burdens seem a little bit lighter. It's a blessing to be a blessing. It's just an interesting season with me in social media. I loved stepping away, but also I've loved coming back. One of my first posts back was sharing about my reality and the amount of people with encouraging things to say, or the people praying for us and praying for me, people who have done the acupuncture treatment or know people who have that had great results. It was just all so encouraging. And so I'm not one of those people that's like anti-Instagram. I'm anti-Instagram stealing the intentional living that I'm seeking. That's what I'm against. So this is what I recommend. I think 4 weeks out of a year, whether you choose to do that all at once or break it up 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, I think we should all be deleting social media for a minimum of 4 weeks a year. And that could be 1 week a quarter that you're like, I'm going to delete it, not worry about it for a whole week. I will say this, 1 month is a long time, but the impact is greater the longer that you go. So a month gives you fully enough time to not think about it and get to a place where you don't even desire to look at it anymore. And that doesn't happen after a week. I've done that before. I've done a week long break. A month is where you really start to feel the weight being lifted. Like the busyness, the chaos, the noise is gone because you don't even desire. I didn't really even desire to get back on. That's not to say that you get to a place where you just don't care and you'll never care. It's just, it removes Instagram from being a way to get a dopamine hit. It kind of, you've replaced that with other things, maybe real things, doing life things, being with people things. And I think it's so good. And so, that's why I think taking a month off is so powerful. It's because it gives your brain and your body enough time and enough of a break and a distance to be able to retrain where your mind wants to go or where you default to when you're kind of looking for a dopamine hit. You don't even realize it, you know? So that's why I think doing it all at once, doing the 4 weeks all at once is worth it. And I would say if you can, doing 2 months a year. Now that would be amazing. Like one in the winter around the holidays and one in the summer, maybe when you're doing family vacation. So you're going on vacation and you don't even desire to look at anything. You're just present with your people. Overall, I just think that this is not what I thought. This is not what I envisioned, but I'm grateful that I did it. And I think it was purposeful. I think the timing of it was purposeful. And so if you are thinking about taking a digital detox yourself, I highly recommend it. And I think that you really need to be clear about what your goals are. My goal and my hope was that I ended the detox not even really wanting to go back. And that's not because ultimately I just want to disappear into the world and not run my business online or use social media. It's that I just wanted that amount of change in my heart and in my mind. And I totally felt that, which was it just felt so refreshing. So think about what your goal is going into it and what your motivator is, so that you can really have an end where you can look at your season of the detox and know whether or not you fulfilled the goal that you had in mind. Of course, mine was different because, you know, I wanted all this beautiful Christmas season with all these memories and no distractions. And really, I just ended up barely surviving. And so, you know, have some grace, but also trust that if you really feel like in your heart that you need to do this, I would listen to it. You know, I didn't know why I felt like I needed to do this in December, but goodness, I'm glad I did, because my December was nothing like I planned and I needed that space and I needed the break. I hope you enjoyed this. And I would love, you know, to hear about your stories of detoxing, your stories about resources that you've had come into your life. I know a lot of people have sent me amazing sermons or podcast episodes talking about the power of removing, having seasons of removing the clutter and the noise from your life. So send those over. I love hearing from those of you who listen. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you will join me for the next episode.